Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woohoo! Merry Christmas, Tracy. Are you in the winter wonderland?
I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help myself. This is the show before Christmas. So, yeah, had to do it.
Absolutely. And we have as our question master, I got it right this time, Tiffany. Say it.
Hello. With questioning your voice. Question master?
I
You
know, I
say
keep
it
wanting
as a question.
because I
And
want
hello,
to say
Tiffany.
quiz master every time.
I know.
And maybe it is a quiz.
Tiffany, come on in and tell everybody where your mom is.
Oh, yeah. Where am I, everyone?
I was trying to guess. She's not going to come in.
She's
Nope.
taking her time. Letting everybody guess. So where am I? This is your guessing game. This is part of the quiz.
I think it should be.
Where in
Yeah.
the world am I?
While you're putting where in the world are you,
Yes. And
also,
where in the world are you?
where is Julia? And where am
Absolutely.
I? I should, you know what? I should have put a Bigfoot back here or I could have
Yes.
put some cute little snow creatures in there. I just felt very festive. So what I was telling Julia earlier today when she did a wellness check on me, I've kind of been MIA because I've been redoing my house. And because I'm redoing my house, everything is turned upside down. So I don't have a Christmas tree or Christmas ornaments or anything put up. And so I thought I'm going to just dress it.
Yeah,
So
there you go.
that's the way it is. Oh, I'm a little quiet. I don't know how to change that. Let me check my sound. Okay, Julia, while I'm checking sound, do you want to tell everybody what you would like them to do?
Please come on in. Tell us where you're from. That lights up the grid. You are a bright light in your area. So please give it credit, light up your spot. And that helps the energy on this planet tremendously. So do your thing. Be proud. Tell us where you're from. And Tracy still looks like she's in a conundrum. So her part would be, and
He's
then
telling me I'm half the volume as you. How do I sound to you?
sound fine to me.
Okay. Tiffany, how do I sound to you? Audience, how do I sound to you?
Think you guys sound roughly equal from my point of view.
Okay. I mean, I can put the microphone up to my face and be
Oh,
like
that's really
this.
loud now. That
You guys want me to leave it there?
looks funny. It looks like it's floating
It does. It's a floating microphone.
among the winter wonderland.
It is closer to me now, so hopefully, and it's facing me the way it's supposed to. Okay, so if
So, what
the
would you like
audience,
everyone to do?
I have one person in here saying that I sound fine, I hear you fine. Okay, so we'll just keep going because I really don't know how to adjust that any other way. My tech skills have been proving to be spectacular today. It's like, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a really fun techie day.
I know. All right. So you told everybody to get in there and
Yeah.
say where they're from. I want to tell you guys, hey, if you got questions, put Tiffany in capital letters. And put little emojis and sparkles and maybe Princess Tiffany or beautiful Tiffany in the sky and see if you can get her attention and then ask the question. So that's what we want from you guys. We want to know what your questions are. And then Julia and I, we will ponder them and we'll give you our thoughts. And that's all
Yes.
they are. It's our thoughts.
It's our stuff. Yeah, it's what we think. And if it resonates with you, fantastic. If it doesn't, that's okay. Just take anything that we say, just take it what resonates. That's how it is with life in general. Not everything is for everybody. You find what resonates
Exactly.
with you, and that's where you go. That's what's
Yeah.
right for you at that time.
We talked about it earlier. Discernment, discernment, discernment.
Discernment. Yes, it's a big time. This I feel like that it's a big time, not just this year. It's like a big time, probably a millennium on this planet, you know, right now.
Yeah.
That's a huge lesson. There's trust, discernment. There's some major, major lessons that is earth place or school.
100%.
So,
Yes. Yeah, and that's kind of the energy that let's look at the energy. I listened to about that much of some astrology today, trying to just even for my own mental health to figure out what's going on.
What's
And
going
I had to
on?
laugh because she was saying, don't be surprised if it feels like things are at a halt or going backwards. And I swear every project I start with the house, it's like, this one will be easy. And then I get into it and there's a part missing, or just this one little thing that's off, and that's done. And then a 5-minute project can turn into 2 hours, and it's like, no, or a trip to town. So you guys know how this stuff goes. You've all been there. Anyways, so when I read that, I started laughing because I'm like, that's been this whole project. It's just one thing after another. But
And you're sure we're out of Mercury retrograde? I mean, we're out of the shadow and everything, right?
we should be out of all of that. If anybody does want to verify that in the chat, we'll
Because
have Mark
that's
in
like
those.
Mercury retrograde behavior.
Totally Mercury retrograde. But the good news is we talked about it last time too, is the solstice seems to be a turning point. Some of you guys are probably already feeling it. Depends on where it hits you in your chart. So things are supposed to be feeling a little bit better, but in all of this last year, if you were to look at it, you'd probably recognize where you have pinpointed things that aren't working for you. You probably have made a lot of big changes, jobs, relationships, spirituality, whatever. There could be a lot of changes that you've been going through. And if you look at the last year, man, it's a blur to me. I still can't believe we're like halfway through December. It's almost 2026. Yikes. Like, wait, what just happened? But yeah, I mean, we got to do some fun things this year. We did Iceland, we did Asheville. What else? Did we do anything else?
You went to Egypt in there, didn't you?
I went to Egypt, then Iceland. I did Idaho, I did Iceland,
Yeah, you're done. Boom, boom, boom.
Asheville,
West Virginia. West Virginia. Yeah,
West Virginia.
we just
That's
did
right.
that
That was
last
the other
month.
thing we did. Thank you,
Yeah.
Tiffany. Yeah, I did. And
That was
yeah.
just a month ago, just a few weeks ago.
No, it's, seems like we did something else. Seems like I just saw you. Yeah, the channel panel. Yes. So, yeah, it's just been a wild, wild ride this year. So, anyways, you guys, what has your year been like? Ask us questions. Maybe there's something fun to share. Has anybody guessed where Julia is yet? I see some guesses coming in that chat. I guess we could have Tiffany come in and tell us where everybody's from. That would be good.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we have Seattle, UK, San Antonio. That's
Right
in
there.
Texas, just in case.
Yeah, that's not very far from here, right, Tiff?
Did you hear what Julia said?
I just
Oh
ruined
my
the
goodness.
game. I did.
Give
Yeah,
it
San
away.
Antonio is not very far from
San Antonio is about an hour and a half away.
You guys didn't catch that,
Montreal, Nova Scotia, Canada, Kansas, New York, Florida, South Africa, Florida, Oregon.
Very cool.
Pauline loves your sweater, Tracy.
Yes.
Central Texas. Georgia, Tucson, New York, Canada, Malaysia, Washington, Scotland,
Scotland,
woo,
yes, very good.
Pennsylvania,
Very
no,
romantic.
Tasmania, Minnesota, Oregon, Australia, Appalachian Mountains,
Okay,
Houston,
cool.
Michigan.
Thanks.
Nice.
Now they're all
Like,
guessing where you are.
gee, Do you think that anybody got it? I love it. Yeah.
No.
I'm going to say that I saw some correct guesses before you let the cat out of the bag. So
Okay.
good job, you guys. And for those of you that are missing it, she's in Texas with Tiffany.
I'm at Tiffany's. And we might have a special surprise. We'll see.
I don't even know what that is.
No, you don't. I'm
Oh.
not going to say anything just in case. It's you never know. We'll see.
Is Tiffany
Okay.
going to
Anyway.
turn her camera
Well, you never know what wild hair she might get, so.
You just don't know. She might.
Anyway, so
Oh.
yes, very good.
All
How's
right.
everybody doing? We're coming into the holidays. We've had just, we're rolling into it, hanging in there.
Have you gotten any of your Christmas shopping done?
No. I
So
got some. Yeah, we went the other day.
I have this sitting in my office because it's little. And I have the other stuff sitting on the dining room table waiting to be wrapped when I can get to the table. But if I get on the phone with you later, Julia, and I say I can't find the necklace that I got my son, will you tell me it's on my desk?
Yes, absolutely. It's on your desk.
I'm
Anything
like,
you
I don't
ask,
want to
it's on
lose
your
it. I
desk.
don't want it to get,
Yeah.
downstairs. It looks like every cabinet's been overturned. All the things are everywhere in boxes. If I put that downstairs, he may never get it.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah, I think most of my shopping's done.
Very good. Yeah. I decided, you guys, nobody gets anything from me this year. That's just easier.
See, that makes it much easier. See, then it's a really short list.
It's like, okay. Mainly because I kind of forgot it's Christmas, which I do. You know,
It's
my head was in
easy.
a whole different space and it seemed like I had a month. And then it's like, wait, why does Amazon keep telling me this will get here before Christmas?
I
Literally, I
oh,
had that thought.
exactly. It's like, oh,
And I
it'll
was
oh.
like, wait a minute. Oh my gosh, Christmas is only a couple of days away. So I had to start changing my thoughts. So anyway, I'll
Yeah,
be ready.
sometimes you're just that busy. I mean, and the time is, especially the time is just whizzing by.
Yeah.
And another thing I do, and if you do this, it really helps to lose stuff like this, is I compartmentalize something terrific. And everything has its little bucket up here,
Yeah.
and they don't always communicate. And so it's like, I know this is happening, but it's not communicating with the calendar to know when it's happening. And it's like, oh yeah, that's out here, but that's, it's just out there. It's an event. It's kind of like how we talk about, our past, and how this is how simultaneous time works. It's exactly this, because it's not linear. It's events. It's these things that are just there and they happen. Well, and that's, they did happen. And we don't necessarily, we're the ones that attach them together with timelines. That's where
Yeah.
the time element comes in. So if you look at yourself at how you plan for things, or if you're doing that, I think it's a lot of compartmentalization. It's like we have these space events. And if it doesn't communicate with a timeline, or if you're not in that time thinking anymore, it's just, this is out there. And then all of a sudden it's here. It's like, I
Yeah.
knew it was
Like, what?
there, but I didn't know
Who
it was
hit the fast
tomorrow.
forward button? Yeah, I think it's crazy. But yeah, it's to me, I'm still wrapping my mind around a lot of like this year being at the end of it already. It's just when we say things are going faster, it's like, man, everything feels like a blur all of a sudden. And yeah, but
Well, we were at something. It must have been the retreat, because that was the end of May. Because I remember something we were at. It was like the middle of the year. And we were like, man, the year is half over already.
yeah,
Doesn't that seem like that just happened?
just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's it is. It's really it's been I know that time is kind of non-existent anymore for like I literally will have to look at my phone to know what day it is. And
See, and that's what I mean about those things. The events don't communicate with that part that is keeping track of what it's the calendar, you know, it's
yeah.
keeping track of that time thing. And so they're not, it's like they're not communicating up here in the compartments. So it's just there.
I fully get it. Yes. Anyways, I don't know, Tiffany, do we have any questions yet in the chat or do we want to
No.
prompt you guys? Okay, so we still need to get you guys to ask us some questions. I noticed that there's a bunch going on with the Three-Eye Atlas, and supposedly it's at its closest point to the Earth now.
Today, that's what I've seen posted on things. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing too. So what do you guys get with that? I want to know what you guys think. You guys always ask us what we think it is. What do you think it is? What's happening with that? And is that part of what's been impacting everybody lately? Is it the Three-Eye Atlas going on? I mean, physically there's something in our atmosphere, right? So I would think that might impact us in some way. Yeah. We want to know. What do you guys think? Plus, if you tell us what you think, then we get to hear from Tiffany more often because she's got to read that to us and we want to get her more involved. All right.
Yes.
What else do we want to talk about while we wait for the questions? Is
Well,
there.
anything else you pick up on? Because it's like so many times we'll sense, but it's like I don't want to take that away from you guys asking things. You know, because we, yeah, we can pick up on things if it's a need, but don't rely on that. You need, oh boy, they're saying that, so somebody really needs to speak. They're saying you need to use your voice and say what it is you want, ask what it is, you know, so it's like voice whatever it is. So if there's somebody being, you feel like, oh, I need to ask this, but I'm afraid, they're saying you need to speak. You need to learn how to
Go ahead and
vocalize.
ask. Yeah,
Yeah.
we want you to. Okay, I'm just throwing some cards out to see what we got for this holiday week ahead. Oh, somebody's going to come into some money. That'll be nice. Okay, so they're encouraging us to so we're coming out of some hard times, which I think a lot of people were experiencing that, or some things that we've all been juggling around with, right? Like if it's poking your tender spots, your soft spots, you're right on track, right? It's helping us to heal. It's helping us to really pay attention to what's going on. And I got to do a lot of that. You know, it's like things that were happening for me really brought up a lot of feelings. And I'm like, okay, I got to go work through this. What's going on? And why is all this happening? And it was really cool because I'm going to probably keep going because I was telling Julia this morning.
We had a long conversation.
The wellness check popped into a long conversation. So I was telling her, well, you know, I went through this phase where all this stuff was coming up and I was dealing with it and moving some energy and there was a lot of emotion with that. But then when I was done with it, I felt like I was just really done with it. And so I was like, all right, well, I'm okay with that now. And then I guess I could just tell the whole story. There was a house that came up for sale that I really wanted, and it was really close to my parents' farm, like right next to it. And that would, you know, mean that I get to live right next to them. And then all of a sudden, I was told that there was an offer that came in on the house that, you know, that was going to get accepted. And so I went through all of that grieving of not, oh, I really wanted that. Like, I didn't realize how much I wanted that until I was told
Yeah,
I
you were
wasn't
still
going to get
working
it.
on how you could
Yeah.
get it, and then
Which is
that came
why my
in.
house is up in all the things, because in order for me to get it, I'd have to sell my house. And so I was getting into just the facelift that you do with a house and painting and doing all these things to clean things up. And So I was in the middle of that, or just getting started, like very dedicated at the point that I heard the house is probably sold. And so I had to go through the grieving of that and the disappointment, and it brought up a lot of feelings for me. And it was really interesting. But then I got through those feelings, and then I was kind of like, all right, well, we always know if something doesn't work out, something better is coming. But by gosh, if somebody would have told me that, I probably would have, hung up on them or pushed them out a door. So it's when you're going through it, you don't want to hear that. And so it's like, it's like when something happens, well, everything happens for a reason. You don't say that right off the bat.
Give a little
Why would the
space.
let the person do their grieving first? And so anyways, got through that, and then I found out the offer never came in. The house is still available, and all the potential is still there. So, but my attachment to it shifted, and it's a way better spot to be now, where it's like, okay, well, if I get it, great, it's meant to be. And if I don't, it's still going to probably be a little disappointing, but not like it was the first go around. Like my heart and soul was in it, and I was doing everything I could to get ready to sell my house so that I could put an
Well,
offer in.
you were
And
pushing it. You're pushing, like, and that's what we do a lot of times. It's like I'm manifesting this, and you're pushing everything. But it comes that they talk about that surrender. You have to get to that surrender place. You surrender to it, and you allow it to happen. And that's this process. You get to this point. It's like I give up. I can't,
And
and
you
you completely let go. That's surrender.
total surrender, and I had to get to that. But the funny part is, I still have to move forward on these home repairs because I had started on
Yeah,
things.
you're committed now.
I was
You're
committed. I ordered a ton of things, like new faucets for the bathrooms and different things. And it's comical how I will go to start. It's like, oh, the faucets came. I'm going to go put those in. And then I get under the sink, and the sink was metal and it was corroding. And I'm like, oh, we need a whole new sink. So then I had to get new. So I can't finish that project. I got to go get new sinks. Well, they only had one, so I had to order them and wait. So then I start a different project. Well, now I got into that one. Oh, guess what? The sinks are here. So now I go back and put the sinks in. And I was telling Julia, I had to take the sinks out because I had a dumpster that they were going to be picking up, and I didn't want to be stuck with all these sinks. I had to get them in the dumpster. Because it, and so we were here with one bathroom with a running with a sink that was working, and the kitchen. I was starting to tear down cabinet doors and stuff because I'm refinishing those for the kitchen, and just like there's nowhere to put a Christmas tree if I wanted to, kind of a scenario. And everything that I've been jumping into, it's like and a good friend of mine, he said, just plan on everything. The time you think it's going to take you, add 2.5 to that. It's like, yeah, that feels about right. Because, I get into something and I realize, oh, I need this part or this tool or this thing. And so it's another trip to the store or order it on Amazon and wait, and that type of stuff. So it's teaching me patience and all the things. And it's really healing for the house is what it is, because when a house is not in order, there's no feng shui going on at all in there. And so it gets complicated. If somebody wants to eat, it's like, you can't, the kitchen's tore up, and it's like, can I warm up soup? It's like, but are you going to wash that dish? Because I got the counters and you can't put it in the sink, and you can't, and it's like, so it's going to be a very interesting couple of weeks until we get this all back together. But the healing that's happening is good. It's pushing our buttons. And I say that, I don't want you guys to think it's like, oh, I'm healing. No, it's like, and it's getting all my stuff to come up, and I'm not the only one. So
Well, and I was thinking too, like the house, so you're having to surrender with that. Like it's taking longer. It's doing this. It doesn't go the way you want it to go. See, it's the same scenario, really. It's like, okay, like you have to just surrender that too. It's just going to be what it
it's
is.
just going to be what it is, and I'm going to get as much done today that I can get done. And that's the other, it's like, okay, tomorrow I have all day to work on it, and then I get a text message that I need to be over at my parents tomorrow morning, and it's like, oh, Okay. I'll work out Sunday. I have all day to work on. Don't forget there's a Christmas party on Sunday. Oh, okay. So I'm just like, whatever. We'll get a little bit here and a little bit there. So anyways, you guys, that's my story about how I'm dealing with
Can anybody
the three
relate
eye
to all
atlas and all the energy.
that?
Before we get back to audience questions though. Okay, so that was these two cards. That's why I started telling my story as I was pulling cards. So they're asking us to put our wishes out there, wish upon the star, and be very honest with ourselves about what we want, and then our dreams will come true. So
Nice.
there you have
That's a
it.
beautiful right before the new
Yeah.
year. That's
It's a
fantastic.
great way to just end and launch and all the things. So if you've got things going on in your life that are, helping you to clear house, literally,
Whether
then
you want to or not.
whether you want to or not, it's happening. And it's amazing, when you go through cupboards, you forget all the things you put in there. Just
Oh my
saying,
gosh,
like,
yes.
yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of things that we're getting rid of. We're clearing out clutter. It's amazing. It's not fun, but it'd be great when it's all gone, and it's not weighing over me anymore with all the, a junk drawer. What's even in that junk drawer?
Junk.
And then you find that one thing that you're like, oh, there it is.
Been looking for that
I
for
bought three
long
more of
time.
these because I couldn't find it.
Exactly.
Anyways, all right, let's get Tiffany back in here. A little butterfly in the sky. What's the questions?
This question is from Devon. Beautiful Tiffany in the sky with snowflakes.
Oh. Oh.
Hi, ladies. Thanks for all you do. Can you explain what a timeline is? Are different timelines different vibration levels?
Yes.
Yeah,
You
absolutely.
just said what it
Vibration.
is. I think she
Yeah.
answered her own question.
Yeah, absolutely. Vibration, frequency, dimensions. There's a lot of different words that are kind of used in there. But yeah, absolutely. Vibration. I think vibration or frequency, those are, that's
Yeah.
probably.
So when we make choices or decisions, all the scenarios play out. It's really cool if you ask spirit to show you in your head, just kind of close your eyes and meditate and say, show me what these timelines look like. But there's a timeline where I chose not to remodel my house too. And I probably have a Christmas tree up in that one. But, so all these scenarios are playing out, and this is the one that we're most focused on. The one that we're consciously speaking of, but we can bounce into the others and they all exist. That's why
Yeah,
it's so
different choices
infinite.
we make move us among them,
Yeah.
all the
So
time. That's they're all
vibrationally,
there.
yeah. Yeah. So I think that's a great way to put it, is they do hold different vibrations. And that's when we were talking, I think last week on, or whatever week that was, we were talking about the timelines. When we can change our frequency, if we're no longer resonant with the other
Yeah,
frequency
and it
of a timeline we
collapses.
just moved out of, then it'll drop away. So yeah, so there. So the
Yeah, when
goal
you've
is to
learned what you
kind of
need to
thin
learn
them
there.
down to lesser timelines so that we, and then, and that was in the astrology too, is we talked about how we're flipping back and forth between timelines, and that's probably some of the wonky chaos that we're experiencing. And she validated that in the astrology today. She goes, you're probably feeling more than one timeline right now. And almost the same exact thing we said about it, that it
Cool.
creates a little chaos. But yeah, so they are different frequencies and versions of us, thoughts, decisions. Yeah.
Voices.
Yeah. And you can ask to see them and, or you may have an idea or a version of them in your head already. So, yeah, cool question. Go play in the timelines. I like it. All right. Beautiful goddess Tiffany in the sky. Question master.
With snowflakes.
With snowflakes. We got to have those.
This question is from DG1230. Tiffany, I have a friend who woke up with deep scratches on her back. She cannot physically reach where they are. What could it be?
And she doesn't have a cat, I'm
I
guessing.
know the cat was the first thought. I was like, that would have been my cat. assuming there's no cat in the house, deep scratches
Or
on the back.
animal, or
Yeah.
any animal.
Right. Wow. I mean, I would need more information.
It can be. I mean, and I don't know if this is something, but sometimes visitations, it's like things happen and they think that they're being harmed, but it's not. It's like you might have slipped or something when you were, in transit or something, and you maybe got a scratch that way. But I don't know if you have feelings that you might be going on ship at night or something, taking journeys. It could be
Yeah.
just part of your journey. Oh, they're saying you needed proof.
That's what I was getting when
Ah!
you were saying that. I was like, if those came from a ship, they wanted to remember that it happened. So they did something, they brought something back with them that they could not have possibly done themselves. Yep.
Yep, you needed proof. You
All
wanted
right.
proof.
So tell your friend she went on a ship and she wanted to remember that that happened. That's our vote. I like that. Yeah.
Confirmation, no cat, no animals. So.
Oh, okay then.
Right. Yeah.
It's interesting. Maybe you went to the Lyrens. No, get the little kitty.
Yeah. Maybe that's good. I mean, just explore. I mean, we go all over the place. We go lots of places at night. But it's not the physical body isn't necessarily there, but it can bring things. But I mean, it's like it's, we are so capable of so many things, but it's like
We
you can
are.
experience something in another place and your body will, show it or something. So, if that makes any sense, I'm not sure if I'm saying it the way I want to, but, it can represent, because this we do this all the time. Our mind, our body is representing what our mind is believing and seeing, and so see that's how it
Yeah.
does. It always translates that.
I think that's part of why the manifesting works is when we visualize something as if we're there. Then our body doesn't necessarily know
No,
the
it doesn't know.
difference.
No, it
Yeah.
doesn't know a difference, huh? Especially if you put
Yeah.
the emotions with it. It's Yeah, it will believe it. That's and I learned that. I really, that was proven to me when I did that session that I do in level two.
Oh,
And
yeah.
yeah, and I won't, for those of you that have not taken level two, I don't want to spoil that for you, but it was, anyway, I go through an ep something that actually happened in another life, and it showed me that, because when I was doing it, it's for teaching purposes. And but then after a little bit, my body was believing it and it didn't know. And it was in a, it's like, I don't understand what's going on here. My body was reacting as if it were real. And that was a great, I needed that. I needed to understand how that whole mechanism of manifestation worked, because they're always saying, what the mind conceives, if the body will believe it, it's like there's whole
Yeah.
sayings and everything. The mind conceives, the body, there's all these believing things. But I kept hearing through success things that the body does not know. It will believe whatever the mind is envisioning, and so it's like if you're really convicted to it. And that's
Yeah.
why we say bring the emotions in, really feel it, really, it's already accomplished. Go there with it, with your mind, and your body accepts it.
Well, we go
It
back
doesn't
to
know
the
the difference.
timeline question. You know, you're creating that timeline. And
Yes,
now,
you are.
yeah. And now you're energetically a match to it and you can pop on it and manifest, manifest,
Yeah.
manifest. I like it.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Anything else before we call in the great and wonderful Tiffany?
That's good.
Okay. Tiffins.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm cold.
Oh, you should put a jacket on.
I know. I
I'm
should have
saying maybe
had
you
one
don't
of those
need a
little.
Christmas tree. You've got those beautiful ones right behind you
I
there.
know. Yeah. Can make it happen. And just pretend that that is it.
A few lights on it.
Tiffany, do you have a Christmas tree?
I told my mom I was gonna make her decorate it if she was here. So no, I don't have a Christmas tree
You
up,
don't
but I
have
did
any.
decorate outside.
She does. She has all these
That's
pretty
good.
lights out there, and it's all
Yeah.
very Christmassy and cheery.
I don't have that either. But in my defense, it's a monsoon outside.
Yeah, that would have been rough.
Yeah, we've had a lot of flooding and lots of rain in Oregon. So, and it doesn't look like it's stopping anytime soon. So,
Goodness.
that's
Okay, ready for the next
me.
question?
We're
Yes.
ready.
This question's from Melissa. What do you think of telling people about the law of one and your journey? Is that infringing on their free will to tell them about it?
I mean, if it's part of a natural conversation, no.
Right.
If you're just going up and what did they call it? Non-solicited information.
Yeah. I'm trying to
If
convert
you're
someone. If
trying to
you're trying to
convert somebody
convert,
with the information, read the
pushing
room.
your way on
Read the
them
room. That'll
and
be it. If you say something and they're interested, keep talking about it. If they're showing signs of disinterest or being uncomfortable,
let go.
it's they're not ready for it,
Right.
people one of the themes that has been said this week in my life is people will only hear what they're ready to hear. And we run into this with the QHHT sessions too. Like, this is why we ask you re-listen to your sessions. So if you've had a session and you haven't listened for a while, go find it and listen to it, because you're going to hear things either differently because you're now different. You've shifted, you've changed, so you might hear the information a little differently, or you'll hear something that you don't
That you
remember.
never heard.
Yeah, you don't remember that being part of your session. And it happens all the time. You're going to hear the parts that you're ready to hear, but the other stuff is in there too. So then you're going to acclimate to that, right? You're going to get that information, you're going to acclimate, and then you listen again, and you may hear it differently. You may hear parts you've never heard before, or both. And it's really interesting. So if you're sharing your law of one and your journey with it, people are going to hear the parts that they're ready to hear. But also, if they're uncomfortable or it's you can tell that it's not a subject that's being received, it's not your job to convert them. They have their own guides and angels and their own system going on. They have their own purposes that they're living here. They've designed a life too. So if that seems like it's not being received, don't worry about it. But I mean,
Well,
that's
the
your
best.
it's a beautiful journey for you, and that's great. And you'll find like-minded people to share that with. You don't have to
Right. I
worry
feel like
if
the
others
best
aren't listening.
way, the best way to teach others, if you want to, for what better, I don't know a better word there, is just live what you believe. And then that people see that, and then if they want to know more, they will ask you. You don't have to push it. You don't have to preach, because that's just they watch you. People watch you more than you realize, and they are watching how you live. They watch how you handle things. They watch how, whatever, how different things affect you. And if you are living what you believe, then they will be being taught just by watching you, because it's a ripple effect that happens. They'll go, what are you doing? There's something about you. I want to know more about this. Then now they're open. Now they've asked. They're open for it.
Very good. And have fun on your journey. Sounds like you're learning lots of things and having some great experiences. So enjoy it.
Yes.
Okay, Tiffany.
Okay, this question is from Colleen. Tiffany, you gorgeous, bright, and sparkling beauty.
Aw,
What
very
is your
sweet.
suggestions on keeping positive and a 5D mindset over the holidays while around others who are negative? Tips?
I got a tip for you. If you're experiencing another person being negative and that is affecting you, go look at it. It's showing up for you for a reason. If they're being negative and there's nothing there to be triggered for you, it's not going to bother you that they're being negative because you're over here in your 5D experience. So if it's something that's bothering you, find out why. Ask, just go quietly and ask, why is this bothering me? Why is this showing up for me? It's super simple questions, and just ask for those, and then be quiet and listen for those answers to come in. Don't try and guess what they are. Sometimes we want to figure it out in our mind, our thinking mind, but you'll be shown the answers. Even if it's not in that very moment, you'll get them, maybe when you're on your drive home, or when you're doing dishes or something, and you're not actually trying to figure something out, and it'll pop in. So they're there to serve you. They're a mirror to you for something that's wanting to heal. So,
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
yeah.
So just
So
look
embrace the
inside.
cranky ones. They're there helping.
Yeah. I know it's always comes back to that. It was like, it's always about me. When I'd be really upset with somebody else. It was usually my ex-husband. It was my husband at the time. And I'd just like, gosh, he's got to work on, he needs to change. He needs, and every time I would start working into it, it was like, no, it was always about me. He was reflecting something in me. I'm like,
Yeah,
ah, darn it.
I
It's always
know.
me. I'm the one
It's
that's got to work on stuff.
not
So,
their fault. It's their job. It's our job to be the mirror to the people we're around, and their job to be our mirror. So, how many times have you said something to somebody and you're like, I don't even know what I said or did to make them upset? And it's because you were used as a vehicle to trigger them so they could heal something. So yeah, use the holidays as a way to take more steps towards that ascension process, right? And if you're around people that are being negative, and it's just a matter of, I don't want to be around that, go in a different
yeah,
room,
don't be
try doing
around
something different.
it.
Ask him the age-old question, well, how would you rather it be? Get them started on that. If they're complaining about what they don't like, get them started on, well, what would it look like? What would you like it to look like?
Ooh.
So get it changed. Turn that conversation around to solutions versus problems. Have a little fun with it, play with it maybe. But yeah. Holidays. Whoo.
All our loved ones.
All our loved ones. And it's kind of fun because I've been talking about how timeline is a spiral, right? Like, and we do this every year. We come across these things every year. I wonder why that is. As we bring a year to the close, what are we doing? We're spending it with people that trigger us most sometimes,
Yeah.
and
And we're
it's
trying
like,
to see where we
oh,
are with our stuff again.
yeah,
Okay,
let's
let's try
revisit
this
where we're
again.
at. How'd you do this time? Did you get any closer? Okay. So think of it that way. This is a game, and you're going to win this game. Okay? You got
You're honing
this.
those skills.
Go have fun with that. I hope that helped. All right. I wish we had a little drum roll thing we could do. Tiffany. I
Yes,
need to get
Tiffany.
your
Ding dong bell.
lock.
questions from Sarah. Hi, Tiffany. Can you ask if there's a meaning to seeing the fates?
You're
Are
shifting your
these
consciousness, meaning the fairies. Is that what we're talking about?
I guess we'll see if they
Okay. I mean, is
respond.
that the
I think
fates
that's
like in
fate.
mythology? There's fates from mythology, but I don't, that's all I know. That's I'm under the impression that she's like the fairy realm. But yeah, you're shifting, and more people are going to be seeing the fairies. So that's awesome if that's what you mean.
The three witches.
Ah, that's yeah, their mythology. Oh,
Yes.
okay.
But even that, that's these are other realms.
Yeah, it means
I think it's the same thing.
well, and if you're seeing the three witches, then I would want to ask some questions. Maybe this would be a good opportunity to have a session and find out why you're seeing
Yes.
that particular group.
Yeah.
There's a connection there for you. It could be that you're from that realm. It could be that these are these particular beings are connected to you. Maybe they're guides of some sort. It would be fun to figure that out. So, you could find a person to
That's a
have a
great
session with, a
question for us.
QHHT session,
Yeah, that's a great
or
question for a session.
absolutely. But yeah, that's exciting. Either way, if you're seeing that kind of thing and experiencing that, you're opening up. You're remembering.
Yes. Cool.
Very cool. All right, Tiffany.
Anything else? No.
Oh, she did unmute.
This question is from Deb. Winter Princess Tiffany.
Ooh, nice one.
My left hip tightens up and it's painful, and sometimes pain in left low back. I've asked the body why. I don't seem to get an answer. Any thoughts?
Yeah, rather than why, ask the body. When you ask the body questions, you ask it, what are you trying to tell me? Not why is this? It's what are you trying to tell me? What do you want me to know? You go from that perspective, and then the very first thing that comes in. But anything on the left side has to do with the past. It's the message that it's trying to deliver is something from the past. So, and many times what I find is it tends to be like maybe childhood. It's something maybe somebody said back then that, you're still hearing in your mind or something, or it's still influencing your moves. And your hip has to do with your path, movement on your path. And then the low back has to do with not feeling supported. So that kind of feels like maybe something was said back there that you're still hearing in your mind. You're still hearing their voice. Maybe it has to do with, what you're doing with your life, or, just not being supported. So it's like maybe it was not a supportive person. And, but, that's just, so that would be, that's just from your body. Now you will get the best answers just asking it yourself. I mean, that's just, I'm just telling you, this is what things tend to be in those parts of the body and how it works. But if you will just ask it, what are you trying to tell me? What do you want me to know? And the very first thing that comes in, then you can keep going deeper with it to get more information. And you can finally get, from that, what you want me to know, that's where you start getting into what is really, what's the truth? What do we need to know here? So what do I need to do? But it's something from the past.
Okay.
So,
Now that can go away. You don't have to hold it anymore.
Absolutely.
Love it. She's unmuted. Do we need to say her name?
Oh, you really want me to be involved. Thank you. This question's from Brittany. Breakfast at Tiffany's. My ex-boyfriend's dad is on life support, and I felt him come to me in a panic. He doesn't want to go back into his body. What do I tell him if he comes back to me? Follow-up question, do I even tell my ex that his father is visiting me in a panic? I called my sister to chaperone him because that's what she does, but he's so scared and panicked. The first thing I got is like the pan. Okay, he doesn't want to go back to the body. Just talk to him, rather than telling him where to go or whatever. Just talk to him and just see what he wants to do, and let him make up his own mind and stuff like that. He's probably, just he that then he's making the choice. Don't I thought some people feel like they are guiding people to wherever, and it's like this is that soul's choice and their decision and stuff. So let him just why are you seeing me? I mean, why? Just talk to him. Just like he's. Just have a conversation. And then what do you think about telling the boyfriend?
Well, I mean, you're going to know if how he's going to react to that. So if it's going to upset him, that might not be productive. But if it's something that in conversation can be easily contributed, maybe you don't have to let him know he's panicked.
Some people might think he's panicked because he's passing, and it's like that might be that panic, but it sounds like it's the panic he doesn't want to go back into the body.
Well, and it
And
feels like there's something else going on there. So, since you have this gift, Brittany, ask him why he's Why is he panicking? I know the story was that he didn't want to go back into his body, but
Yeah,
did
it's
you
like
ask
what?
why?
Yeah, exactly. Why? Yeah, all that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Have a
Yeah, so have a
conversation.
conversation with him. If he comes back, and you can just intention set the intention to communicate with him. Sometimes when loved ones get to that point where they're kind of, out of it a little bit, they communicate really well sometimes this way, and they've seen things on the other side, and it could be like a near-death experience. He doesn't want to come back because he's seen things on the other side, but there might still be something he needs to finish there. So we don't want to assume we know
Right.
to
And I
send
keep
him to the
feeling
light or anything like that.
exactly. And that's where I keep feeling like there's something, there's a reason he's hanging around. There's
There's a reason
something,
he's
there's
coming
a
to you.
person, there's a something, so that's where it's, yeah.
There's something there, and I think that she's going to be able to help bring the bridge to that. And maybe he needs to hear something from his son. I don't know. So there's some investigating to do. When we're dealing with the crossed over loved ones, or in this case, with someone that's getting close to that, we don't want to assume we know what's taking place. So ask a lot of questions. And that's definitely something I learned over the years, to ask a lot of questions. Well, why are you panicked? Because I don't want to assume I know why you're panicked. Why are you not wanting to go back into the body? Why are you coming to me? What do you want me to know? And maybe he has a message to convey. So ask questions. Be a little detective. I say be a little 2-year-old. Why? Why?
Yeah.
Why? Why? And do it until you exhaust that question. And you're going to get a lot more information. And I think a lot of times, Brittany, these things happen to open you up. So you might have an agreement with him that he comes to you in this place so that you can open up and start developing more of your intuitive and psychic abilities, and that empath in you, and that type of stuff. So this could be a journey you're going to take with him.
Very
Could be
cool.
why. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
I
Then
sound like
that
you're
just
getting
shift
a
everything
little,
around.
yeah. Yes. It could be a good thing. And then just send him love for that panic, just be a loving, grounding source for him. So,
Right.
all right. Well, I think we
Very
got our
cool.
warning. Do we want to talk about,
Oh, we did?
yeah.
Oh,
I
okay.
know.
I didn't
Even this
see.
went by fast. It's 5:55 over here.
Yep.
That always means
No.
big change.
Oh, he said plenty of time, 5 minutes. Okay.
Five
Forgot. Yeah, all the good. Okay. So are there any other questions? Otherwise we can kind of just talk about, do
Yeah,
you have
we can
another
take
question
one
for
more
me?
question and then
Yeah.
wrap her up.
This question is from Annette. Tiffany, my little dragonfly. The last year, me and my horse lost a lot of weight, but no significant medical conditions. Can you two beautiful ladies help me understand?
Shedding lots of stuff.
Both
Yeah.
her and the horse. Interesting. Again, without more information, it's a little tricky, like what's been going on in your life and that type of thing. But the fact that, so ascension symptoms, your weight is going to fluctuate that way. Your diet's going to change, your appetite's going to shift. So if you've been doing a bunch of ascension things, then that could be why you're losing the weight, and you're very connected to the horse, right?
Well, animals reflect. They
They're
reflect what
just
you.
gonna mirror things back. So as long as everybody's still a healthy weight, I would be like, okay, it's showing you that you're shedding, like Julia was saying, you're shedding things. It's
I mean,
you're
it's like,
letting
look what
things.
you're doing, Tracy. I mean, I think where a lot of us are purging and doing things like that, letting things go. And that's is another, it's you're letting excess baggage, excess weight go. There's all different ways that our bodies are showing that to us, or our lives are showing that to us.
Just right now, I'm reflecting on how many lids I had to containers that don't exist anymore. Weird. it's like they're all in the back of the big shelf, you know, and I'm scooping them out going, I don't even have containers for these. Where did they come from? So
Gone a
anyways,
long time ago.
that was a long time ago. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so I think it's a positive thing, but yeah, you'll know if you need to look deeper into that, if there's something there. But it sounds like you feel fine and the horse feels fine. You're on a good trajectory, but you can always ask. And again, let's promote a little bit here because we're going to go into, hey, if you would like to be a QHHT practitioner or find a practitioner, this would be another great thing to have a session on because your higher self
Absolutely.
knows the answer to that
Yeah.
question.
These are the kind of questions you ask in a session.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a good understanding just because of our understanding of how it all works and everything. But yeah, just ask. These are wonderful things. You can ask anything in a QHHT session.
Yeah.
So QHHTofficial.com is where you go to find out everything you need to about QHHT. That's the healing method, the hypnosis method that my mother, Dolores Cannon, developed and created. And
Is this
so that's
special?
this is the special, yes, that she created, and we are continuing on with her legacy. So you can get all the information there. And if you want to have a session, go to find a practitioner page and look in the area that you're willing to travel to and find someone. Find just do your due diligence. Find someone that resonates with you. And Tracy just happens to be out there in Oregon, if that's someplace you want to go to. And
Bring
so
a
you can find
boat.
her. Yeah, bring a paintbrush
Actually,
and
my house is not flooded. You could come, you can still come see me. My office is not flooded. All right,
Yes.
let's get to our special surprise. I'm
Yes,
excited.
yes. Okay, let's see what is a special surprise. Yay!
Tiffany in the living. Oh, hello, beautiful Tiffany in the sky. There she is.
Okay.
Yay! That was a
Yes.
wonderful Christmas surprise. I love
That
it.
was a present. You can just stay here and we'll say goodbye together. Okay. Is it time,
It's
TJ?
time.
Okay.
Yeah. We're
Love you,
getting the send
everybody.
off. Bye,
Love you. Thank you
everyone.
so much for
Merry
being here. Merry
Christmas.
Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, and we're running a special next Friday with
Yes,
Dolores
with
Cannon, so you won't see us next week.
Yes.
All right. Bye, everyone.